Are you all right, sir? Malkador asked, looking up. You are quite pale.
Dorn nodded. Curse.
Yes, curse. Had you forgotten him or simply blocked him out? You've bickered and sparred with many of your brothers over the years, but only Conrad Curse ever hurt you.
Yes.
He nearly killed you.
Yes.
On Sherald, long ago.
I remember it well enough. Malkador looked up at Dorn. The Primarch had risen to his feet.
Then sit back down and tell me, because I wasn't there.
Dorn sat. This is so long ago, or like another life. We'd brought the Sherald system to compliance. It was hard fought. The Emperor's children, the Night Lords, and my fists. We effected compliance. But Curse didn't know when to stop. He never knew when to stop.
And you rebuked him?
He was an animal. Yes, I rebuked him. Then Fulgrim told me.
Told you what?
Dorn closed his eyes. The Phoenician told me what Curse had told him. The fits, the seizures that had plagued Curse since his childhood on Nostromo, the visions. Curse said he had seen the galaxy in flames, the Emperor's legacy overthrown, Astartes turning on Astartes. It was all lies, an insult to our creed.
You confronted Curse.
And he attacked me. He would have killed me, I think. He is insane. That's why we drove him out, sick of his bloodletting. That's why he burned his homeworld and took his Night Lords off into the darkest parts of the stars. Malkador nodded and continued to deal the cards.
Rogel, here's what you are truly afraid of, because he is fear incarnate. No other Primarch uses terror as a weapon like Curse does. You are not afraid of Horus and his sallow heretics. You are afraid of the fear that sides with him. The night terror that advances alongside the traitors.
Dorn sat back and breathed out. He has haunted me. I confess, all this time, he has haunted me.
Because he was right. His visions were true. He saw this heresy coming in his visions. That is the truth you fear. You wish you had listened.
Dorn looked down at the cards laid out on the table before him. Do you believe in this divination, Sigilite?
Let's see,
said Malkador, turning the cards over one by one. The moon, the martyr, and the monster. The Dark King askew across the Emperor. One other card, the lightning tower. Dorn groaned. A bastion blown out by lightning. A palace brought to ruin by fire. I've seen enough.
The card has many meanings, said Malkador. Like the death card. It's not as obvious as it seems. In the hives of Nord America, it symbolized a change in fortune, an overturning of fate. To the tribes of Frank and Tally, it signified knowledge or achievement obtained through sacrifice. A flash of inspiration, if you will. One that tumbles the world you know down, but leaves you with a greater gift.
The Dark King lies across the Emperor, said Dorn, pointing. Malkador sniffed.
It's not exactly a science, my friend.